you could say self-inquiry or the direct path is the prelude to resting in being, to self-abidance. I just make them, split them into two paths, just to try to make clear the difference between King Lear investigating his true nature. That's a practice he does. He practices self-inquiry. You can't say that John Smith practices being John Smith. So I just want to be clear between... But yes, they're very closely connected, the direct path and the pathless path, self-inquiry and self-abidance.